This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of the Sanity right here on the Real Side. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, really, right? That's what I want. Ultimately, I want you to be part of the solution. I think you ought to be. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I know sometimes it doesn't seem that way, but I got a million things going on. I can't respond to all the emails and such that you send me during the break. But I do appreciate them. Don't get me wrong. I do appreciate you sending them to me. I'll get to them eventually. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, like I say, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. But even more than that, right, I want you involved. I want you engaged. Seriously. If you're involved and you're engaged and you're paying attention and you're getting your information, at least you've got some, foundation? You got some ammunition to fight back with? Because a lot of times right now, a lot of people are spewing the party line or what they hear or see on television. Don't do that. Really don't do that. So, we just heard that Tim Kaine and his wife I've tested positive or what have you for COVID-19. I mean, almost like anybody who's got a name of any kind, you have to know whether they tested positive. Why? I mean, we have HIPAA laws. We're not supposed to be talking about people's medical conditions yet. We're talking about everybody's on this one. I wouldn't tell you yay or nay. And as a Christian man, I don't wish harm on anybody. I got to tell you, though, with this guy, it's amazing. This was the guy that came out and said, remember when he was running with Hillary? What did he talk about when it came to religion? We were just talking about this the last hour. Kaine comes out and basically says, hey, I think he's a Catholic. If the Catholics don't change their scripture, change their way of thinking, change their mindset towards, same-sex marriage and abortion, all this other stuff, we'll pass laws that will force you to. So again, was my mantra last night and tonight, right? The mantra is what? We're God. We know better. We're the people that will tell you what and how to do and when to do. Now, if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will. I have no idea what's going to scare you. They're going to tell you what, how to think, when to think, and where to think. Are you guys really okay with that? Are you really all right with this? Because I wouldn't be. I don't want any, let me make up my mind. I'd love to know your thoughts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. I kind of touched on it. The liberal professor, that God bless, that thinks that white, right, not brown or anything else, but white MAGA people should not be voting, should not be voting, period. What do you think about that? So I guess if you can't prove whether you live here or not, If you can't prove anything about yourself, it is okay to vote. Unless you're white and you believe in a stronger America. In making America and keeping America great. Isn't that wonderful? These guys are amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know why we let them get away. Don't let them get away with it. Hold their feet to the fire. Nail them big time. But she goes further. Well, goes further than that, which is even worse. It's actually pretty disgusting. We don't do this to them. I'm not suggesting we should, but we should. You know, as Evan say it was saying in the last hour. We have got to stop, and I've been saying this for a long time. David Horowitz has been on the show a half a dozen times. He said the same thing. Stop playing by the proper rules. This is a street fight. If you don't know how to street fight, get out of the way and support guys like me who can do street fighting. Professor at the University of Illinois recently referred to Trump supporters as Nazis. Well, this is nothing new. Nazis and called for an election cycle where whites can't vote. How does that sound? Doesn't that sound like so accepting? Is this exactly what these people supposedly stand for? Equal rights for everybody, but people that they don't agree with. Come on, you know that's true. And don't try to. And some of you who. Some of you Dems that listen to the show, write me afterward. You're mad at me for the way I approach stuff. I don't really care anymore. Because I can't believe that you won't step up. And why don't you support people like me? Why don't you support people that may not be on your same exact political page and would vote for Trump again? You keep talking about what a bad, nasty guy is, all the terrible things he's done. Where? Who has he hurt? I mean, he's done more for the black community than your black president did and your pseudo-black president did. Billy Bob Clinton and Oblamo. Up until this coronavirus, and they're blaming him for the 100,000 deaths, which I love. They fought him in every corner. They forgot that de Blasio and Pelosi were pushing people to go out to the Chinese communities to prove a point. They forgot that. Cuomo, who was forcing nursing homes to take in people who had coronavirus and to the most vulnerable people on the planet. I forgot that. See, it's selective recall for these people. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
And 6 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-732-855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I really do. You know, I won't mention a person. I love these little trolls who send me stuff during the break. You know how I always joke that being part Sicilian means I'm part black? And somebody sent me something that says, Sicilians are not black. So I didn't say they were black. All I said was, the island was overrun at times. The island, and it is an island, for some of you who don't know your geography. But there was a mix of people that have had control of that island for millennials. So anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure. It's just funny. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air. And just if you're texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged, that's always good. And I do appreciate it. All right. Back to, apparently, if you're a white MAGA supporter, you should not have a right to vote. Now, that comes from a professor at a university. Okay, now, again, back to molding the young minds. Who has taken over the universities? And I'm going to say it this way. Why have you let them? There's a lot of conservative professors and teachers out there. Don't let them. Rise to the top. Come together. Do what they do. Start taking these places over. You can do it. It'll take some time, but you can do it. They went on to say, all right, the professor was speaking. He said, bear with me here. While I make a push for two election cycles where whites don't vote, that's according to English professor Catherine Prendergast, she said, I realize this is crazy and impossible, but I truly believe a demonstrative sacrifice is needed on behalf of whites to correct this dire course that we're on. Well, what course are we on? As long as oppression, gerrymandering cannot be addressed because Republicans have neutralized Congress. See, it always comes back to the Republicans. Why didn't they fix it when they had control? They had control. Do you realize they had control of Congress for decades? They've had control of this government for decades. And Trump was so right on it. It teed off some of my black friends. But at this point, I don't really care anymore because they really weren't interested in what he had to say. He said, you've been voting for them for 60 years, and look where you're at. What do you have to lose to give me a chance? And he was pulling them out of poverty, and it scares the crud out of the left right now. It scared the crud out of the left that no matter what they threw at this man, they couldn't make it stick. The economy was still moving. Jobs were still on the rise. And when all else failed, what did they try to do? They tried to spin it to make it look like it was because of Obama and Democrat policies. That's why they work so well in San Francisco and Los Angeles and Chicago, right? If your policies work so well, they would work everywhere. But they don't. They don't. And if you think they work well, if you're a Democrat, think those policies work well, it's because you can't stand black people. You can't stand Hispanics because in those areas, that's where they're hurt the most. When Democrats have total control of an area, education sucks, the city council sucks, the crime rates are high. There's no checkpoint. And they think that every idea they have, every thought that comes between their two ears are real and right. That's dangerous. It would be dangerous the other way around. It would be dangerous if it was full of Republicans who thought that every idea they had was right. It's just wrong. And she's spewing garbage. Why didn't Twitter, why didn't they fact check her? As long as suppression and gerrymandering cannot be addressed because Republicans have neutralized Congress, they've stolen the executive branch, stacked the judiciary, and thus created a one-party rule. Wow, she's good. No, seriously. She's got all these little excited kids in her room, and she's good. She said, we effectively have a franchise for whites. Now, what she's done in her classroom, I've seen this happen. Now the white kids in the room feel bad. The black kids in the room are building up an animosity. Hispanic kids are building up an animosity towards the white kids. How did that help? I told you guys the other day, I was in a parking lot, and I had my my Trump mask on. By the way, I've got them in now. I'll put something up later on how to get them. But I had my Trump mask on. It says Trump 2020. Keeping us safe and great. And I can't stand it. This guy starts yelling at me in the parking lot. Now, it wasn't exactly for having the mask on, but I was in a line where he kept staring at me, so I knew the mask bothered him. Then I did something he didn't like. And he just goes off on. But it's not a go off like, hey, you know, that took a lot of guts to do that, yada, yada, yada. What you did was wrong. You know, I didn't cut in front of him in line, but I went in front of him in line because the sign said, if you have A and B, then you can come right in. And I had A, B, and C. And he didn't like that. So he started going off of me, and I'm going, dude, how is this helping us? I'm sorry. I already told you I was sorry. I don't know what else you want me to do. But he wasn't having it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean, he wouldn't, because I had the mask on. I know that's what was making him nuts. And finally, when I looked at him, I said, how is this helping us? How is this pulling us together or helping us to talk? He just basically swore at me two more times and walked away and got his car. So they don't really want a conversation. They have decided they know everything about you at the time. And this professor doesn't make it any better. Matter of fact, she's making it worse. She goes on to say, how about two election cycles with districts where there have four-hour lines? The district sent broken machines. The voters purged from the rolls. The voters demanded ID. The descendants of the enslaved and Jim Crow era, by the way, Jim Crow is their people, would be the only ones allowed to vote. That's what she wants. Right? Now, what she wants is for the white folks to have the broken machines, to have four-hour lines, right? To have their... potentially have their names purged from the rolls, and they demand ID. So what? I'd be okay with the ID. Why would you purge my name from the rolls when I vote whenever I have a chance? The only names that we want purged are the names that shouldn't belong there. See, they don't want anything fixed, because if it's fixed, they're going to lose. Why would we... Why? I'd love to have one of them on. Why else would they want... same day registration to vote, right? You can register and vote the same day. No voter ID. Can't even challenge somebody. Everybody who has a heartbeat should be allowed to vote. Why would they want all of that? I'm totally confused. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Governor Andrew Cuomo said that public employees who worked on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic and died from COVID-19 will receive the death benefits that are normally reserved for people who die in the line of duty.
And I want to make sure that we repay that, not just by saying thank you and running nice television commercials, right? That's why I use the words of JFK and Abraham Lincoln. You want to say thank you, show that you're grateful. Show the respect. The least we can do, what we must do, is for their families, those who died from the COVID virus, make sure they get the appropriate death benefit.
He listed transit workers, emergency responders, and public health care workers as examples. The state has not released official numbers on how many frontline workers have died from COVID-19, but Politico reported that at least 183 New York City employees have died from the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RIP-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me what you think. Seriously, I'm always curious as to what you think, you know, on these issues. You know, when it comes to Minnesota, for instance, right now, you know, are they protests or are they riots? What do you think? I think they're riots at this point. I realize people are upset. I got it. That man didn't deserve to die. I mean, we're hearing all kinds of stories. But based on exactly what my eyes saw, my humble opinion, okay, that man should have not had his leg on that man's neck for that long. So, I don't know, that's just my humble opinion. You know, and again, many, even though I'm seeing these stories that people are sending me about the George Floyd guy, I don't know him, I don't know anything about him. Everybody talks about what a nice guy he was, his gentle giant. That seems to be the word that keeps coming up. We heard this about a lot of people, though, in the past, and we find out as time goes on it's not true. So, again, I'm not blaming anything on the guy. Let's just be clear, all right? What I'm saying is a whole. Let's wait. Let's give him a little time. I don't want them to yank this out for years, but let's just see what happens and let it play out a little bit. All right? I mean, seriously. If people are going through a lot right now and there's a lot of that stuff happening, and we need to make sure we just have everything lined up. We have it right before we start blaming people. Oh, and by the way, the murderous hornets didn't go away. You know that, right? They're still here. I'll get back to my story in a second. I would think that's hilarious, though. I mean, just when we started to get past one thing, now we got the hornets. Then we had the killer. Whatever happened to, anybody know whatever happened to the killer bees? Seriously. I mean, remember they were coming across? They were going to kill hundreds of thousands of people. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being involved. All right. So, again, this is what education is doing to your kids. This is what education is doing to the youth in this country. And I think this is what I really believe was planned out, has been planned out. All right? I mean, I do believe that the libs knew. Right? The Democrats knew the only way they were going to get to us, the only way they were going to do it, is from within. Right? From our education system. Remember, there was I can't think of her name, and there was a woman that I was on CNN with on a regular basis, and she was the one that, rumor had it that she was the one that accused Bill O'Reilly and Eric Bolling and kind of brought them down, okay? I'm sitting in a green with her one night, and we're talking about different things. There's a bunch of people in there. And she said she really considered running for office until she understood that she could reach more of these young people by being a professor. She can mold, she said it, I can mold more minds, I can change more people by being in the classroom, being a professor. And I was thinking, wow, you know, every bell and whistle went off in my head. She's right. She's a pretty young lady, speaks their language. You know, college kids are kind of free and easy, right? Feeding them what they want to hear. And that's how she turned, that's how they turned, not just she, they turned so many people. And they're going to continue to do so until we decide to take our proper places in education, in these classes. In this case, the professor went on to say that MAGA equals Nazi, right? You went to a Trump rally after children were put in cages, you don't get to be a police officer. Why? What happens, who gets blamed for the cages that were set up under Obama that he approved? See, selective recall, right? There was absolutely no outrage when he did it. Germany had to make some aggressive steps to restore democracy. No Nazi can't be in government. Holocaust denier is a crime. We need steps like that, she said. We need finally to own our history. Right? I mean, is that really bad to require that kind of thing? No, we should own our history. Good, bad, and indifferent. But we've turned things around in this country a lot more than they had in some other countries. Right? Historically, there were a lot of really nice Germans who voted for the Nazis, even when they knew that they were rounding up their neighbors. As we are now rounding up children and putting them in cages. See, she can't get off of that. But she can't put any of it on Obama. I wonder why that is. She said, and even though they know that, they know how bad Trump is, they keep voting for him. They stay in their party. So they should own those consequences and not be allowed to vote. So she has decided what's real and what's not real. And who should... I mean, think about what they're doing. They call us the fascists in every move they make. Everything they want to do is fascism, pure and simple. She also said in another email that she sent out, those comments were made on my personal Twitter account, so you can't quote them as having been made my official capacity. I'm also going to share with Twitter the interest in my personal words. I hope you don't mind. So she's kind of threatening her, saying, well, I'm going to send this stuff to Twitter and see what they think about it. After being contacted for comment, Pendergrass went on a bizarre rant on Twitter. This is through Campus Reform. She said, well, looky here, I got an email from a student in one of my classes through Campus Reform. She said, I'm writing an article about your recent Twitter thread where you advocate for an election cycle where only non-whites can vote, and you refer to Trump supporters as Nazis. She went on to say, I would only ask the author, Real Blair Nelson, to please bear in mind, I have a child, a husband, two cats, and really would prefer not to get shot. So keep it to yourself, right? So it's really funny. The violence is done by the left. Do you see? They can't see. They're so blinded. They cannot see anything that they do. the ills that they do. And when they do those, they put them on the other side. They attribute them to the right. I don't want to get shot. Right? I don't want my husband. Well, who drags people into this stuff? They do. On a regular basis. The rag takes tax-deductible contributions, the professor went on, referring to campus reform. Wonder who's funding them. They seem to feel that China is funding Biden's campaign, which sounds kind of partisan to me, because they never criticized Trump. I should write the IRS for my concerns. Well, please do, professor. I think you ought to. Campus, think about where her mind is at, and she's teaching your kids. She is in a state college teaching your kids. Why aren't we in there? Why aren't we doing it? Campus reform has been sounding the alarm on China influence in higher education for years. It's nothing new. And they've never said that the Chinese were funding Biden's campaign. So again, why does the left have to lie to win? Or to try to win, I should say. Pendergrass went to assume that the deans are not concerned with her online behavior, focusing on her distinction of her Twitter account being private. This is my private account. My main job, the main job of this rag seems to be to generate donations, smear Biden, and high education as a whole. They go after me personally. Well, there are legal issues they face. You see how they do this? It's just amazing. So they don't want to be put out. Right? They don't want to be called out, but they have no problem calling out everybody else. Right? Now, before this, she did not have her Twitter account marked as personal. These are her personal thoughts and what have you. Right? She changed her bio to read the personal account, professor, author. Right? I mean, it's just amazing how these people think. She thinks she's being attacked by them. But they're simply asking her questions and responding to MAGA equals Nazi and white people shouldn't be allowed to vote. What's so hard about that? Joe Mancini, your host, listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
A couple of nitwits.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me.
We are back.
Come on, baby.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being involved and engaged. And so, really, again, I mean that sincerely. If you pull down the app, Apple or iPhone, you will find the, I guess that's the same, huh? Apple or Android. Sorry. And if you go there, right, they have applications you can pull down your phone. And by doing so, you can actually call the show, you can make comments, you can do all kinds of stuff right from the phone. So I do appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate what you're doing and the involvement you have. I get emails from somebody. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And again, I mean, what it really boils down, for me anyway, what it boils down to is you getting engaged and getting information you need. And I'm going to say it again. You know, check me out. Don't just take everything I say as gospel truth, right? All right. So NBC got caught doing it again. Yeah, I know. Again, it's all about they can't tell the truth. Right? I mean, the MSNBC, I know some of you saw the clip the other night where the reporter was telling the infield reporter, right, was telling somebody back at NBC, MSNBC, that, you know, nobody, they're walking around like they don't care, they don't have masks on, you know, these people are terrible. I mean, it's basically what they were saying, right? And the commentator was, you know, from behind her little happy desk, she's sitting there and she's basically saying, yeah, it's terrible. What I see is just terrible. It's like they don't even care. And they try to nail this one guy walking by and they put the camera on him. He goes, well, wait a minute. Your cameraman isn't wearing a mask. And you could just see the field reporter just dropped his shoulders. Yeah, he's not wearing a mask either. So I guess it wasn't that important. Not to them, anyhow. This is the lies of the left. This is why you can't trust them. They never, ever, ever. What they want you to do, they're not willing to do themselves. That's the truth. So NBC News now came under more scrutiny for telling its reporters to refer to the events in Minneapolis this week as protests. Do not use the word riots. Craig Melvin, an MSNBC host and co-anchor of Today, he shed some light as to how his network is framing its reporters. He said, this will guide our reporting in Minneapolis. He said, while the situation on the ground in Minneapolis is fluid and there's been violence, it's most accurate at this time to describe what's happening there as protests and not riots. Right. Because protesters always violently go after the cops and others. Destroy public property, and private property for that matter, right? They ransack and steal from local stores and big stores. I get it. This man probably, I'm not going to say for sure because I'm not there. I'm not involved in it. This was a wrongful death. That's how I feel about it right now. But let's get past that for a minute. So does that mean the right way to protest is to set places on fire, destroy police cars, steal from local stores? That's really going to help your cause? I mean, seriously. Melvin's tweets raised eyebrows among critics who accused the network of downplaying the violence. But they did that. They've done that everywhere. Why does this surprise anybody? They've done it in Baltimore. They've done it everywhere. You don't even hear about Chicago anymore because you know what? It's not sexy. Nobody cares. It's not sexy. That's wrong. It's a wrong way to look at it. But it's still wrong, and they don't care. If they cared, they would fix it. If they look at Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, right? The guys that are all for the people. They're there for you, man. This is the first time I've seen them out on one of these things. Why? Because there might be money involved. You might be able to pick up a few bucks. You know what I'm saying? What kind of alternate reality is it where we're mass looting and burning of businesses is not considered a riot? It's a news network. You know, it's one thing if it's a talk network or it's a talk show and everybody's kind of got their idea of what's going on. That's one thing. But when you start screaming that you're upset that President Trump calls you fake news and you're sitting there in the middle of a riot where people are getting punched in the head, stuff thrown at them and everything else, not by the cops but by each other, that's not a riot? One person said, a protest is what we had here in Los Angeles last night. You know, people walking with signs, blocking stuff in the street. A riot is what happened in Minneapolis. They looted. They burned. They pulled. It's just craziness. A Fox News reporter out there said, what kind of alternate reality is it where the mass looting and burning of business is not considered a riot by a news network? A protest is what we had in L.A. last night. What's happening in Minneapolis is a textbook definition of a riot. Protesters don't loot. He's right. But it doesn't fit their narrative. It makes the left look bad. It makes the left look like, you know, well, if they don't cover it up, it'll make them look bad because they don't have control of themselves, right? You know, tell the store businesses, these store, I'm not talking about the big stores, right? They shouldn't have got it either, but tell these local store owners, these poor people that have been there for decades, tell them that this wasn't a riot, it was a protest. So therefore, you know, the smashing of their window, the burning down of their store, that's all okay. Because, you know, after all, they were protesting something terrible that happened. Robbie Starbuck, oh, that poor guy. He writes, NBC says the riots are not riots. Those protests must have magically caused spontaneous combustion that lit the buildings on fire. Right? That somehow, because of the protests, in quotes, flat-screen TVs disappeared. How they ended up in the hands of innocent protesters, I'll never know. And where did the hammers come from that were used to smash cash registers open? But again, it's just a protest. it never stops with these people. And I'd love to have one on to have a serious conversation. I've tried to have a conversation with them even on the phone. Doesn't work. Once you back them into a corner and say, explain to me what the difference is. Explain to me how looting a store and stealing, you know, 55, 60, 85-inch television sets, how that makes it okay. Right? How that classifies some kind of protest. It just never, it always amazes me how quick they're willing, to give in to the left's wants. Right? I heard that, I got to look it up. What if you guys find it, let me know. I heard that Netflix had to take down the movie that they had up about Jesus being gay or something along those lines, right? It's just really interesting. Anyway, listen, this is going to be an election year like we've never seen before. And what I mean by that is not that it's going to be nasty and dirty and all that other stuff. We already know that was going to happen. But when I say it's like nothing we've ever seen before, what I mean by that is that look at how this election is going down. They're pushing heavily for mail-in ballots. I put up a post, I don't remember where it is, I'll find it and repost it if I have to, where people in L.A. are getting two ballots with the same name on it, maybe a minor variation, no middle initial on one, middle initial on the other. We found out in 2018, 250,000 plus people voted. They hadn't voted in 6 or 7 years. All of a sudden, they were very interested in that one-year vote. We have people that are complaining right now in L.A. and Vegas, in Nevada, that they're getting more than one ballot to their home from people who haven't lived there in decades. Now, I don't know if that means that, you know, the ballot harvesters were expected to come by and say, well, just give me those. I'll make sure they go to the proper people, which means to their team to be filled out. This is going to be a contested. Any way you cut it, it's going to be contested. Dems or Republicans. We gave in too easy last time. We need to be ready with a battery of lawyers, a battery of people to go to court and get these things fixed immediately. Any kind of irregularities. When you have people in at the registrar's office that clearly look at two signatures and know they don't match, and yet push them through as being okay, that's a problem. I don't care who you are. I'll leave you with this thought, right? The Democrat response to this emergency? Close churches and gun stores. Right? Keep murdering babies in abortion clinics. Release felons. Lock up citizens. Subsidize illegal aliens. Ban potentially life-saving drugs. Fund the Kennedy Center. Right? Buy masks from China. Give themselves a raise. Block relief funds for small businesses. And then go on vacation. Oh, and investigate Trump. Don't they love us? Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't be any stupid. We're going to be here tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too.